Sefer Avila. We're going to start Hilchos Brachos, which is the laws of making a blessing. It's one positive mitzvah, and that is to bench Hashem's great and holy name after eating a meal. The mitzvah is going to be explained in the following chapters. Aleph. Mitzvah zaseh menatede luvorech achar achilas mozen. Shnemer v'achalte v'savoto v'irachtas Hashem alikecho. It's a positive commandment from the Torah to bench Hashem after eating satisfying food. Shnemer v'achalte v'savoto v'irachtas Hashem alikecho. When you have eaten and satiated, you shall bless Hashem. In other words, v'ein echayim natede elim kein sovo. One is not chayiv to bench natede unless he satiated. Shnemer, like it says, v'achalto, you ate, v'savoto, and you're satiated, and then v'uvirachta. And then you bless him. The Reseifim, however, the Rabbanon, the Chachamim, came along and said, ochal afilu kazayis, even if you eat only a kazayis, mevorech acharov. We have to bench afterwards as well. Base. So, another thing, the Rabbanon, they came along and said, dovorech kol maichol tchilo. V'achar kach yehenu mimeno. Another thing they said is that we recite blessings before partaking of any food, even when one eats, wants to eat the slightest amount of food or drink, one should make a bracha as well. And then he can have pleasure. Similarly, a smelling of a pleasant fragrance, one should recite a blessing of the smell that he has. Now, anybody has hano, derives benefit from this world without receiving a blessing, mal, he has now misappropriated a sacred article. Also, they came along and they said that you should make a bracha also. Anything you eat, and anything you drink. As long as you drink a revis. As long as you eat a kazayis. Person who tastes food is not required to make a bracha before partaking of it, or afterwards unless he partakes of a revis. Gimel. Just as it's a eat, we recite a blessing for benefit or derived from the world, we should also recite a bracha for each mitzvah before we fulfill. Chacham instituted many blessings as expressions of praise and thanks of Hashem as means of petition. So that we will always remember Hashem, Creator. Even though we have not received any benefit or performed a mitzvah. Valid. And so, kol habrachos kulam shloishim minim. All the blessings can be divided into three categories. You have, number one, birchas hanoya, which is the blessing of benefit, birchas hamitzvahs, and the blessings over mitzvahs, or birchas heido, and blessings of expression of praise. Shein derech shevach v'hider la'bakasha. It's means of petition and praise for Hashem. Liskers ha'beirah tamen v'liyirah mimeno, so that we always remember the Creator and fear Him. Hey. V'neisech kol ha'brachas ezru b'zdinim tikram. The text of all the brachas was instituted or ordained by Ezra and his basin. V'erol l'shanesam v'lehisev alachas mehem v'ledegrei mehem. It's not fit to alter, to add, or to detract from it. Whoever tries to alter the text of the brachas from what the Chachamim ordained is making a big mistake. A blessing that does not include the Shem of Malchus. In other words, Hashem Lekina Melech Ha'ilam. It's not a bracha. Alam kin hoyse smucha lachaverta, unless it's recited in proximity to a bracha which meets these criteria, which that's called in halacha and bracha smucha lechaberta. For example, let's say Kriya Shema, the bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, as well, these are called, we don't have bracha Shemoneh Kinim Macharilim because it's a bracha smucha lechaberta. Vav, chola bracha is called Nemlo b'chol lashon. All blessings may be recited in any language. Provided one recites a translation of the text ordained by the Chachamim. Person who changes the text fulfills his obligation nonetheless, since he mentions God's name, his sovereignty, and the subject of the bracha, although he did so in ordinary lashon. All brachas a person recite has to, the blessing has to be loud enough for him to hear what he is saying. If a person does not recite the bracha out loud, Yossi does fulfill, whether he verbalizes the brachas or recites a merit. Whenever a person recites a bracha, one should not make an interruption between the brachas and the subject for which the bracha is reciting. And if he does, he has to mention again. However, if he makes an interruption which relates to the subject of the bracha, then he does not need to repeat the bracha. For example, let's say somebody is making a bracha on bread. Before, and he says, bring me the salt, that's not a hefsek. Why? Because it's tzarech bracha. Avi tafshilei, no pleni le'echal, bring me this dish, or give this one to eat, to ma'is le'behim, or give food to the animal, as the din is that one is not allowed to eat before his animal eats. Ki'etzabayil, ain't it tzarech levar sheinis? So don't have to make a second bracha. V'chein kol ha'itzvah. Tess. Kol ha'bracha is kulum mutar l'tami l'varach ha'isen ben shei tami tumo shol yochal ha'alis meno ben v'yem. Ben tumo shenei yochal ha'alis meno ben v'yem. A person who is ritually impure is permitted to recite all the brachas. This applies regardless of whether the impurity is a type from which one can purify oneself on the same day or not. Also l'varach person is making the bracha, is not allowed to make a bracha when he's naked. Actually, his erva has to be covered. This is all by a ish. By a man, I will be isha. By a woman, yishevas upana tuchis bekakam uvarechas. A woman could make the bracha while naked, provided they sit with their genitals facing the ground and make the bracha. Good. Kol ha'bracha is kulon. Af al pisher beirach yotzi dechavos and mutal le'dabarach achirim shnei yotzi dechavos ekdei le'etzien. When it comes to the principle applies to brachas, although a person has already recited them and fulfilled his own obligation, he may recite them again for others who have not fulfilled their obligation, so they can fulfill their obligation. Chutz mebrachas hanayir she'en b'mitzv she'en b'rach l'achirim. Brachas or benefit which are not associated with the mitzvah, that one is not allowed to. LMK Nene Yemayin, unless he is having a nah as well. Because once he has a nah, then he can be might see other people. When it comes to, so we said by Birchas Hanoya, which does not have a mitzvah, you can't make a bracha unless you have a no. Birchas Hanoya, which one does have a mitzvah, for example, eating matzah on the night of Pesach or Kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov, that one is allowed to make a bracha and drink with them, eat with them, even though he's not eating with them. Halacha Yud Aleph. Kol Hashemia bracha min habrachas mitchilasa ad seif and eskavim lotzis ba yidei chevasa yotza. Af mishlayan ha'omin. Remember, a person listens to the entire bracha of the recitation of a bracha with intention, fulfilling his obligation. He's considered to have fulfilled his obligation, although he does not answer. Amen. Cholina omen acham revarit. Anybody that says amen afterwards, hari zed kem revarit for hushia revarachai beis of bracha. It's like he's making the bracha, provided the person who recited the bracha is obligated to recite this bracha. Now, even if a person is obligated to make the bracha, but it's a rabbinic ordinance, while the person responding is obligated to listen, then he cannot fulfill his obligation. He has to hear from somebody who has the same obligation as him. When many people gather together to eat a meal with bread or to drink wine, one recites the bracha while the others respond amen, they are all permitted to eat and drink. If, however, they did not intend to eat together, but rather they each came on their own initiative, although they all ate from a single loaf of bread, each one should recite the bracha before eating from himself. When this is applied, but pass via imbava, this is by bread or wine alone. Other bread, in regards to other food, however, would not require to be eaten together as a group. With regards to other foods, we do not require to be eaten together as a group. If one person recited a bracha and everyone answered amen, they may eat or drink, although they do not intend to gather together as a group. Yud Gimel. Kol ha-shemeh echem yisom avar bracha mikol ha-brachas kulon. Al bishle shom ha-bracha kulon metchilu bat sefer, al af bishle nechay b'lis ha-bracha, chayim la'anis amen. Although, whenever a person hears a yid reciting a bracha, he is obligated to respond amen. Even if he didn't hear the whole bracha, the imayah on the word of atomy abikurius ikrisi kusi tlega muslam that she got the shin of matbe ha bracha in ein achreel amen. Once you not respond amen, the person who said the bracha is a goy. There's a Epicurus, a Samaritan, a child in the midst of study, or an adult who altered the text of the bracha. When a person answers amen, you should not make like a amen chatufa. For example, he reads the aleph like a chataf patach, like all mine, instead of amen. Tufa, it means that he's swallowing the nun, according to one explanation. Or amen katzar is doesn't say the word amen to amen, and also shouldn't be too long as well. Should be normal. If a person should not make the amen louder than the person making the bracha. Now, a person who did not hear a bracha that he's obligated to recite should not answer amen together with the others. Whoever recites a bracha for which he's not obligated is considered as if he took Hashem's name in vain. It's considered as one who took a false oath and is forbidden to answer amen after the bracha. We teach children the bracha using the full text. Even though in this manner they recite the bracha in the midst of their study, it's permitted. We should not recite amen after the bracha. If you do, the person who answered amen after the bracha does not fulfill his obligation. It's the meaning for a person to recite Amen after his own brachos. When, however, one concludes the last of the series of brachos, that's a praise for the Tanach Amen. And then, like after B'nai Shalayim, or Brachas Amazin, Vahar, Brachachin of Shokir Shalash Shal Arvis, the last Brach of Kir Shalash Shal Arvis, Vahim Vasev called Brachas Shisev Brachachinus, for example, like Brachas Lamelath or Brachas Kain Gadol, Vahine, Vahin, Omin Achar Asvin, then one could recite, make up Omin after his own blessings. Vahlama Yon, Omin Achar Ad Benin, Islam, Vahar, Vahari Achari, Brachas Anteva Mektov. Now, why is Amin recited after the brachas of Ben Yishalayim, although it's followed by the bracha of Hatev V'Hametiv? That's the question. Lama Yana Amin Achar Ben Yishalayim V'Alechara Brachas Hatev V'Hametiv Neshir Brachas Zuhu B'Mei Chafmei Mishnah Tiknu. Because the latter bracha was ordained in the era of the Mishnah, and it's considered Ilu Ite Sefas. It's like an addition. I will save you brachas and brachas amazin bin yishalayim. The conclusion of the essential bracha of grace is bin yishalayim. Lo malayana amen acher avas elam. If nishi say bracha the shinish of yishal. Why is amen not said after the bracha of avas elam? Because it's the conclusion of the bracha said before the shema. Chayil yit was a me bracha shem bracha neisit chilu davar kagin. Brachish Brachan Lefni Kris Megillah Vadlakas Nerchanka Leman LeYafsik BaOmen Ben Bracha Ben Adover Shaberich Halof. Because similarly, in other instances, when a series of brachas are recited before practice, the bracha recited before the reading of the Megillah, or let's say the Hanukkah candles, Omen is not recited, lest it constitute an interruption between the bracha and the fulfillment of the performance over which they are recited. It says, "V'lama le'yana amin acher berchas aperis ke'etzabon." Why is amin ever said after the bracha over fruits and the like? Okay, she bracha achas, because it's only a single bracha. V'ein amin ella acher bracha achena. She kadmu esim bebracha acheres brachas hankinin berchas amelach berchas kain gadol ke'etzabon zel idea shekar hishtem kol berchas v'thikach ena amin. So why is amin ever said after the bracha over fruits and the like? Because it's only a single bracha. An amen is recited only after a concluding bracha that follows another bracha or blessings. For example, the blessings of the king or the blessings of the kohen gadol to signify the conclusion of the brachas. Therefore, reciting amen is appropriate. When a person eats forbidden food, whether consciously or by mistake, you should not recite the bracha of fire afterwards. If a person eats tevel, in other words, that frumas and maises were not taken off, and it's also to eat tevel is mlasher tav loy. In other words, like tav loy, I guess it's not good. So that's the idea of tevel. Ma'aser Dishin is after we take off Truma Gedela to give to the Kayin, then the halacha is we have to give Ma'aser Dishin to the Levi. And after Ma'aser Dishin, we take off from Ma'aser Sheni, either to be paided or bring it to the Shalayim. Or Ma'aser Sheni, or Hektish, Leniftu Kilchasan. It wasn't to redeem properly. So Allah says, you don't make a bracha. If one ate the Baylis of Trevis, or Yaynes, or those Tashbar Goyis, and then Tos. Allah of Self, last Allah of this Perek.
If, however, a person ate demai, although it was only for the poor, or maaser rishen, the first tithe from which the Terumah's Maaser were separated, even though the proper amounts for Terumah was not separated, because the Maaser was taken while the grain was still in the sheaves, or the Maaser Sheni, or sanctified food that was redeemed, an additional fifth was not added up on it, one should recite a bracha before and then afterwards. Same applies in other similar situations. Sefer Ava, Hilchos Brachos Per Sheni. Seder HaBrachos HaMazon Tafi. The order of the bracha of the Brachos HaMazon is as follows. Rishen and Brachos HaZon. Shnei Brachos Arif, Tushab Ben Yishalayim, Revi Sateva Metiv. First bracha is the bracha of our sustenance. The second bracha is thanking Hashem for granting us Eretz Yisrael. Third bracha praises Hashem for as the rebuilder, as the builder of Yerushalayim. Fourth bracha praises Hashem as He was good and does good. Meishin have been a bracha l'shein and Meishin have been a tikna. Meishin instituted the first bracha. Shni a tikna Yeshua. Yeshua was the second one. Shlishis was tikna David or Shlaima b'nai, Shlaima and David. And Revi is kachmei Mishne tiknu. Fourth was by the sages of the Mishnah. Base. Apeilim shayu eisim malacha itzel balabayis v'afla pitan ein v'varf l'fanel. When workers are employed by an employer and eat a meal of bread, they should not recite a bracha before eating. V'varf l'achar sudas nishtei brachas b'vak tishle yivat l'malachas balabayis. They should recite only two brachas after eating so that they do not neglect their employer's work. Bracha d'shayna is kitikono. Ashniyas Pesach Berachas Arts V'Kilu Ba'Meni Yerushalayim V'Chesem Berachas Arts. So the complete text of the first bracha should be recited, and the second bracha they should begin with the text of the bracha of Eretz Yisrael, include aspects of the bracha Ben Yerushalayim, and conclude using the standard conclusion of the second bracha. The V'Hayin Olisim Besuda Son Belvad. If they do not receive a wage, but only meals are returned for their service, or if they eat together with their employer, they should recite the full text of the four brachas as others do. Gimel. Berachas Arutz Rav Leimar Higdaya B'Tchilasa B'Seifa B'Chesem Ba'al Arutz Ba'al Mazir. Rapper Berach Yisrael should include an Ekrat of thanks to Hashem as its beginning and its conclusions. Person did not say, venture you Hashem for the land of the sustenance. If you don't add a precious, good, and spacious land, it does not fulfill his obligation. Person must mention the covenant of circumcision and the Torah and the brachas, mentioning the covenant before Tana. Now, the reason for this order is that the covenant mentioned in the bracha of Eretz Yisrael refers to the covenant of bris, circumcision. 13 covenants are mentioned in the Torah. In contrast, the Torah mentions only 3 covenants with regards to the Torah. As it says, these are the words of the covenant in addition to the covenant. You establish the Nechidiv, you are standing to establish a covenant. Dalad. Bracha Shlishis Pesil Raf or Shamakina Isam Mechal, Aishalayim Medef, Watsim Shkak Medefa, Hashem Nachmina, Hashem Lekefa, Mishalayim, Lekeno, Vishalayim, Medefa, Chesim, Mabin Shalayim, Imnashim, Amma Yisol, Mabin Yishalayim. Third Bracha begins as follows. Have mercy on us, Hashem. Your people in Jerusalem, your city in Zion, the world of your glory, ultimately begins, comfort us, Hashem, Hashem, Jerusalem, your city. Once you conclude, who builds Yerushalayim, or will comfort his people with the building of Yerushalayim. Figas, Nika, Brafazu, Nechama. This Brafaz is called the Brafaz of comfort. Hold Yerushalayim, Mahfuz, Bistav, the Brafazu, the Yotik, Chavasim, Nishi, Ingin, Abraha, Shin, Nechama, Gmura, Elab, Hazar, Mahfuz, Bistav. Whoever does not measure the kingdom of the house of David and the bracha does not fulfill his obligation because it's the sadr element of the bracha. There will be no complete comfort until the return of the sovereignty to the house of David. Hey. B'Shabbos is when Tim Maskel when the Chama Sam the Chama Vayim Kedush for saying them so. Shabbos and Yom Tov, once you begin with the concept of comfort and conclude with the concept of comfort, and in the midst of the bracha mention the Kedush for saying the sacred quality of the day. Ketzer Hasol, Ketzer Maskel, how should one begin? Chamei Hashem Lekinu B'Tzini Decho Yedecha Hashem Lekinu Al Yisrael Mechav Al Yishlaim Yedecha. Comfort us, Hashem, our Hashem, seeing your city, have mercy on us, Hashem, your Hashem, Israel, your people, Jerusalem, your city. I want you to conclude, Masai Menachem Am Yisrael, B'Vin Yishlaim, B'Vin Yishlaim. V'imir B'Amtzah B'Shabbat Hashem Lekinu, V'Likei Abisinu. Shisei, Yitzei Bach, Yitzei Hashem Lekinu, B'Yitzei Sefer, B'Yitzei Sefer, B'Yitzei Sefer, HaGodel V'Kodesh Hazek, Ki Yemz HaGodel V'Kodesh, U'Mofanechem Nishbeis Boi V'Nu Ahobei, you add on this, Shkolias B'Shabbos Maska on this thing, you mentioned first on this thing, Brexar, so it's about the same of Yahweh Ben Nechum. Berachah Levi's Sarva Haskell with Sholish Malchis. Fourth Berachah almost mentioned Hashem's Malchis, Sarvathay three times. Shabbarah for Edith Itzel Balabais, Mesib Berachah Balabais. When a guest recites grace in the home of his host, he should add a blessing for the host of the Berachah. So he should say, Yerotzing, Shayevish Balabais, Ben Mazel, they call him Lenu Abba. Your will, me, that my hosts not be disgraced in this world or shame of the world to come. You may add the bracha for his host and extend it to the desires. Yes, because the base of Emir bracha reviews a melech achaya tiv amitiv el emes dain emes shep beselik shal v'elom v'nas espirik yitzeni shanach v'amli v'avodav v'bukhol anach v'chayom v'hin esli l'vorki l'vaki shrachim v'ala ovel l'nach v'kifim mashir tzul v'emir halachbun. When grace is being recited in the house of mourner, the following addition should be made in the fourth bracha. The living king who is good and is good, the true God, the true judge, and judges justly. Absolute ruler of his world who may do as he chooses. We are his people and his servants, and we are obligated to thank him and bless him for everything. He should request mercy for the mourner to comfort him in the manners that he desires. At first, he concludes our Rachman. Tests. The base. Chasanim. We welcome Birkas Chasanim after Arba Brachas Eilu B'Chos to the Shreit L'Shom. Bracha for the bridegroom was recited after these four brachas, each meal eaten in the place of the wedding celebration. Then we welcome Bracha Zulu. This bracha should not be said by Avadim, servants, or Ketanim. Kama Varchim Bracha Zulu, until one is this bracha recited, in Vaya Amish Asam, one of our face of Bracha Zulu. If a widower marries a widow to settle in the first day, when a groom has never married before, marries a widow, or when a bride has never married before, marries a widower, it's recited during all the 7 days of the marriage celebration. Yud. The bracha that is added at the place of the wedding celebration is the final bracha of the seven brachas that serve at the wedding. As we are modern, which are Eichlin, Heim, Shavu brachas Asher, Shavu brachas. This is when all the people eat. They were present at the wedding and heard the wedding blessing before reciting. He recited. Vayu Eichlin, Achir, Shavu Shavu brachas Asher, Mishas Asher, Barak, Rishulam, Achir brachas Amazon, Shavu brachas Asher, Shavu brachas Mishas Asher. If, however, other people were present who had not heard the wedding bracha at the wedding, the Sheva brachas are recited only for them after Brachas HaMazon. The National Baruch Mishas Asun, just as they recited at the wedding itself. Ushia Sarda, as long as there's 10 people present, with Hasanam and Aminyan, the Chasuk could be one of the Minyan. Eilim Sheva brachas is the Brach. Rav Shem Gemat Alam Yisrael, the Brach Shem Gemat Alam Shakob, the Brach Shem Gemat Alam, Ashia Sarda, the most seldom, the most time, the most common, the most common, the Brach Shem Gemat Alam, Baruch Hatta Hashem. It's your Or a person who's reciting Brachas HaMazal on Shabbos on Yom Tov includes the third bracha, forgets to mention the aspect of Chodeshes Hayom, even if he says before the fourth bracha, he says B'Shabbos Hayom, he says Brachat HaShem Shemashem Adam Tov Lama Yisrael, Yisrael B'Shkut, Yisrael Hashem Kadesh Shabbos Hayom Tov, he says Baruch Shemashem Yom Tov Lama Yisrael Sosem, Simcha Brachat HaShem Kadesh Shabbos Hayom Tov, Masal Brachat HaVizim Yom, Yisrael HaShem Brachat If he remembers after the fourth, he has to go back to the beginning. And he says, if he remembers before the fourth bracha, he says, then he does not go back. Last halacha, Dalit. A person who ate and forgot to recite, if he remembers before the food digested, he goes back and blends. If he remembers after the food has digested, he should not return to recite bracha. If a person forgets and is unsure whether he recited grace or not, he should return and recite the benching, provided his food has not become digested. Sefer Ava, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Shlishi. In this perek, there's going to speak about different types of grains that are high of the bracha of Ametzi and the bracha of Mazon. The halachas of what's Iker, what's Tafel in Brachos. Then there's a halacha called Pas Habo Bekisnin, the halacha of rice that was cooked, what bracha do you make on it, and the nusach of Al HaMechia. This perek contains 13 halachas. Perek Shlishi, let's begin. Chamisha minin hin, there are 5 species of grain. Hachit nasa'ir v'akusun shabed shul v'shipain. Wheat, barley, spelt oats, and rye. Hakus min hachit shabed shul v'shabifim min sa'ir. Spelt is a subspecies of wheat, and oats are rye, are subspecies of barley. When these 5 species are on their stalks, they are referred to as tefuah. After they have been threshed and winnowed, they are referred to as grain. When they are, after they have been threshed and winnowed, they are referred to as grain. They have been milled, and their flour kneaded in a bake. They are referred to as bread. Bread made these species are referred to as bread without any additional modifier. When a person eats bread, he has to make the bracha of bracha shall get a chlam ha'vei tzelecha ben aretz. He brings forth bread from the earth. L'achara arba brachas, and after this issue, we set the 4 brachas. For eating kernels of bread that have been cooked, without being processed, a person should recite Bir Pradam Akhro then Bir the Fashion Savas. Akhal Kimak Mubarak the Fun of Shakal Akhro Bir the Fashion Savas. For eating flour, a person should recite the Bracha of Shakal. Afterwards, he should recite the Bracha of Bir the Fashion. Kemach Shal Echam Chamishas Aminish Shlaku Erev Mile Bashar Mashkim by Obik Tishiru Lachil Asim Rakhala with Kilo Bir Mirazenis. Osif Alamichim Alkohol. When a person cooks flour from one of the 5 species of grain which has been mixed with water or other liquids, the mixture sticks so that it's fit to be eaten and chewed. One should recite the bracha bir minim zenis beforehand and the bracha of alamichya afterwards. Why yirach the shiro l'shusim bracha lov with kalish hakol l'shusim bracha lov with kalish hakol. If the mixture is thin so that it's fit to be drunk, one should recite the bracha shahagot beforehand and the bracha bir nefeshes afterwards. Dal kema shalach mechameshes amir shubishto b'tere b'nevada b'nashirir b'nevada b'nachin k'levivis yitz b'hen. The bracha bar mizenis recited before we're taking up many of the following foods: flour, one of the 5 species of grain that was cooked in a pot, whether alone or whether it was mixed together with other ingredients, a ketosh or whether it was dumping of the light grain that was divided or crushed and cooked in a pot. So grain that was divided or crushed and cooked in a pot, groats or grits, these two categories are referred to as cooked dishes. So it applies to any dish in which flour or bread from the five species of grain was mixed. When does the supply of the person consider the flour or bread from the five species of grain as the primary element of the mixture, not as a secondary element? If the flour or the bread from the five species of grain is a secondary element of mixture, the person should recite appropriate bracha with the primary food, and this fulfills the obligation of granting the secondary food. Whenever a food contains primary and secondary elements, the person should recite a bracha over the primary elements, and this fulfills its obligation regarding the second element. This principle applies regardless of whether the secondary element is mixed together with the primary element or not. What is an example of secondary food mixed together with primary food? For example, cooked turnips or cabbage to which flour from one of the five species was added so that it would hold together. The bracha is not recited. Why? Because the turnips are of primary importance and the flour is secondary. Similarly, whenever a substance is added to hold food together to add fragrance or color to the dish, consider it secondary. If ever was added in order to add flavor to the food, it's considered of primary importance. The food of mini tvash and vash lais and nisim and chelof, hikin de adabik vais and mini matika in verchalobir and mzenit, mesha tvash wa iker. When sweets are made by cooking honey and mixing with starch so that it will stick together, the brachalobir and mzenit is not recited, because the honey is of primary importance. Ketsa fi at filish in the meredavis, what is an example of a secondary food which is not mixed together? Hari, person wants to eat salted fish and eats bread with it so that the heavy brine will not harm his throat or tongue. In this instance, he should recite a bracha on the salted fish, and by doing so, he fulfills his obligation regarding the bread, because the bread is secondary. The same principles apply to other similar situations. Bread was broken into pieces and cooked in a pot or mixed into soup. In the pieces of the size of the olive, or they can be recognized as bread, and their parents have not changed the bracha on mitzvah should be said before partaking them. However, they're not the size of an olive, or they no longer resemble bread because of the cooking process, the bracha ber min zenis should be said before partaking them. Before partaking of dough baked over the ground, as is baked by the Arabs living in the desert, one should recite the bracha ber min zenis. It does not have the appearance of a bread. When kalav mizenis Allah, if, however, one uses it as the basis of a meal, then you may become lazy. Had Isa Shalosha B'dvash, the Shemin of the Chalav, the Shed of Amini Tavlin, the Fav, the Inakastis, Pas Abob Kisnin, Avbushi Pas of Varach Allah, Bim Nam Zenis, Kavav Sadasa Allah, Varach Amitzi. Similar laws apply to dough that was kneaded with honey, or oil, or milk, or mixed together with different condiments and baked. This is referred to as Pasavavik Kisla. Although it resembles bread, the blessings of Berim Nehem Zenis are said over it. If, however, one uses it as the basis of a meal, one should recite the Bracha Vametzi. Yud Eris, Shibishta, Yishosim, Meta Pasavarach, Mithilim, Barach, Allah, Berim Nehem Zenis, Vasev, Beri, the Pashas. Before eating rice that has been cooked or bread made from rice, one should recite the Bracha Berim Nehem Zenis. Afterwards, Beri, the Pashas should be recited. Vashdei, Amurub, and Dover, Acharj, Allah, Eris, Lavat. As long as it's only rice and other ingredients. About pas deichen and pas shar mini kittens, but chilim var shakwa b'sev le'fashis. before eating bread made from millet or other species of kidney, yes, one should recite the bracha. Hakol afterwards, the bracha bread of freshness should be recited. Kol shemor halav b'tzila amitzim b'bracha la'afrod m'sid brachas amazin k'sita abba brachas. Anybody who makes amitzim before and makes brachas amazin afterwards. So kol shemor halav b'mnemzeres b'bracha m'sid l'achar b'bracha l'achar m'shalish. If you make a mazeres, you make a alamichik for eggers except for rice. Some of the varam v'nom sh'achol m'kazayis l'mano. Some of us eat more than a kazayis, but I will achol pavim m'kazayis b'm b'pas b'mashari r'ichlen v'ashis b'bachis. Then you make a bracha or a real ahadis amin, we'll say, any bracha klal. So you should make the bracha that's partaking of that food or drink, but you should not make any blessings at all afterwards. Zay bracha ahas may shirlish, this is the bracha. Bracha that shall get bracha in the malamichi of akla kolo. Or it's come to teva, should I see to him in chata, so I'll be seen in akim, shall look at him. Alayna wa islamach wa islam edach wa tzimish kakir edach wa alayna wa sikha wa salchinim binyam in bracha alayna wa bagush wa tara. Baruch atah Hashem, al haratzah al-amich, v'shabbos v'yom tevim, you say baruch azum, mecholim, ein, v'shutayim, you say it, a condensed reference to the sanctity of the day, k'dash, v'barakam, b'rach samazin, as one does in b'rach samazin.